and get ready to roll. Let's do this. Jordan Peele, Jordan Peele, Jordan Peele. Boy, oh boy. Look, Jordan Peele on the sneak tip about to be like, look, I'm shooting for that legendary filmmaker status where I just hit y'all with nothing but gems. Because straight up, bottom line is, the Get Out trailer and now the Us trailer are two trailers alone that are straight God body strong, son. Like, this Us trailer, wow. Wow. That's all I can say on this joint, man. Okay. I'm chilling out on Christmas, like most of y'all are. Just kicking it, minding y'all business, Christmasing it up. You know what I'm saying? Maybe get a little gifts, you know, hanging out with fam, laughing and giggling with folks. And then you might have been like, yo, let me check out Twitter real quick. What's up on that Twitter? What Twitter saying? And then you're like, hold up, what Lupita talking about? Lupita talking about something? What? Hold up, what? Black Twitter buzzing? What's going down? And apparently, Jordan Peele was like, look, I'm going to hit y'all with a gift of my own. We're going to hit y'all a gift of that brand new trailer from a movie I made called Us. Wow. I love how Jordan Peele does a great job of making these movies and these trailers where it's like everything was all good just a week ago. Like, it's like, because when the trailer opens, you know what I'm saying, we heading to the beach, just chilling, you know what I'm saying, mom and the kids, you know, mom and dad and the kids just riding, chilling, you know, kicking it, listening to I Got Five on it, you know what I'm saying? And she was like, it's not about drugs, it's a classic song. That's funny. One, it is a classic song, but two, yes, it is about drugs. It is funny because his daughter was like singing along, like, I got five on it. Ah. but it's just a nice look into this family's daily life, their interaction. You know what I'm saying? Normal kids, normal parents, just chilling. Go out, you see other, I guess, maybe friends or something, family friends on the beach. You know, everybody's just kicking it, having a good time. Little boy walks off, sees somebody weird standing in the middle of nowhere. At first, I'm thinking, yo, is this kid about to get kidnapped? But nah, bruh, nah. Kid's safe. So, like, when the kid was safe, I was like, oh, all right. You know what I'm saying? But nah, man, it gets worse. This whole idea of being stalked by body snatchers or whatever they are is creepy alone. But then the visuals of like how their faces are the same, but just a little off is unsettling. And man, Jordan Peele is, wow. He is crushing it. Like, I really, really love this trailer. Look. I'm gonna tell you the truth. Tell the truth. Like, look. Man, it's scary being stalked by someone. But it's even more scary being stalked by someone who looks like you, who thinks like you, who is like the absolute, you know, alter ego or whatever, or the mirror image or whatever. That's scary. That's just plain scary. And I love how, at least, and I mean, we, of course, none of us have seen the movie, but in this trailer, it looks like, once again, Jordan Peele is taking your everyday life and then splicing it with horror and sci-fi in a very interesting, weird, and creative way. Like, because, you know, you look at Get Out. And it's like a normal thing, you know, interracial relationships. Parents don't really understand. Sometimes even the members inside of an interracial relationship don't really understand each other. Stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And you get that back and forth. And, you know, you get the uneasiness of going to meet the parents. And maybe they, you know, look at your relationship differently. And they, you know, maybe they're in older times or whatever it is. You know, you already have that other, you know, uneasiness there. And then you add in this horror vibe of people just disappearing and taking bodies. And then you have this sci-fi angle of like, hold up, so y'all are switching their brains? What? How? You're using hypnosis to, like, it's, he does this very interesting balance of this kind of, you know, Twilight Zone-ish kind of thing. And maybe that's why CBS All Access has him doing the Twilight Zone stuff, because he's crushing it, man, like, on a whole nother level. And it's interesting and weird and entertaining and intriguing to the point where I want to see that movie today. Like, I'm like, does it come out today? Because I want to go see that now. Like, I want to see what happens. Like, I'm like, all right, cool. I see they attack them. Are they the real ones? Are the ones that was we saw at first, are those the fake ones? Are the, like, we don't know enough, man. I must see this movie. And once again, man, straight up, Jordan Peele, you the man. And like, Jordan Peele on some like, oh, you thought it was all about jokes, huh? Like, you thought it was about jokes, huh, player? Like, you thought I was just playing around, giggling with y'all. Like, I'm on some straight up horror mind, classic, thriller, sci-fi weirdness kind of thing that y'all ain't even on yet. Like, I'm light years ahead of y'all, you know what I'm saying? And I'm here for it, man. I'm so glad that Jordan Peele is creating again. And it looks like, and also another thing, this is one of those things where Jordan Peele's like, oh no, it wasn't a fluke. It wasn't a fluke. I got hits in the bag, son. I got hits. He probably got two more cooking up after this joint. Like, I'm glad that not only do we get another looks like top quality movie from Jordan Peele, but also a top quality movie where we see black people that are dark skinned, like normal, regular black people, like they ain't all, and I ain't got no, there's no diss against light skinned black people. But it's another movie where you get to see the deeper, darker tones of black people in the forefront on screen, because due to colorism in this country, usually the only black people that are seen are black people that are quote acceptable, or that may pass that paper bag test from so long ago. So, you know, we get black people of darker tones in the forefront. Also, you get black people in the forefront of a horror film that normally this would be played by like a white family. And this is, so you get so much with this. You get, you know what I'm saying, like this social statement, political statement, you get this horror movie. Is there's so many vibes in this that I'm just like, yo, Jordan Peele is the man right now, son. Like, he's killing the game. On the sneak tip, on a very quiet way, homie is killing the game. Gotta give him his credit for that, because I am astounded and I am hype for whatever comes next. So guys, man, holler at me. Let me know what you think about this Us trailer, because that joint is straight flames. Alright, back it up. Going back it up. Alright. Ah, boy. Good drive.